Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Carolus, how are you?
I'm well, and how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, man. How was your weekend?
It was good. Very cold down here in Cape Town, but we thank God for giving us health, firstly, and also giving us wisdom on how to deal with this cold weather, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the strangest thing is that Joburg, Pretoria, was raining this morning. And I thought, what is happening? Are we now in Cape Town? It's winter and it's raining. My goodness.
Oh, it's the sun has come out a bit here. So,
okay.
Each one gets his turn.
Ah, so you guys have sent the rain this side. I can see that. I can see that.
The Lord lets the sun and the rain come down on those, the righteous here in Cape Town and the unrighteous in Joburg.
I see what you're saying there. I see what you're saying there. All right, let's get to our talk, man. I must thank you so much for joining us this week, my elder. It's been a fantastic one. Always, always a pleasure to talk to you. And I do want to thank you so much for giving us your time. And this week, also no different. Now, we're going to be talking about recognizing and responding to spiritual prompting. Now, life is full of decisions that do not have absolute specific by name how-to directions in the Bible. Now, how many hours a day should my kids spend on screens? I would ask myself, should I go on a date with this person? One would ask, or should I not? We all have notions about the truth, but how do we know for sure that these ideas are coming from God, for example? Am I hearing in God, you ask yourself? Or am I only hearing myself, one may ask? Or worse yet, am I hearing the temptations of Satan disguised as the leading of the Holy Spirit, a young person may ask? So, Pastor, we want to talk about all of these things, and I'm hoping that by the end of this conversation and by the end of this week even, we would have, understood this. Now, what constitutes a spiritual prompting?
Thank you, first of all, for the opportunity, and it is a pleasure to join you, and also Christian greetings to all the listeners. A spiritual prompting, if we take it at face value, would be a prompting from a spirit.
Yeah.
So a so that would be a supernatural nudge or conviction is the word I like to use. And when we speak as Christians, it would be convictions from the Holy Spirit that leads a person into greater alignment with God's will.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just an emotional impulse or just a feeling, but it is an invitation or a call from God toward righteousness and an invitation. And it's often tied to Scripture and the character of Christ. Romans 8 verse 14 tells us that the children of God are led by the Spirit of God. In Isaiah 30 verse 21, just as a bit of foundation here today, Isaiah 30 verse 21 says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." And then, of course, the way, though, that phrase becomes very important, because as we'll see during this week, Jesus himself says that in John 14 verse 6 that he is the way. And so when you are prompted spiritually, when you are convicted spiritually, the two main components is the word and Jesus. And the word itself says in John 1 verse 1 that Jesus is the word.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of foundation, Zama, as we go along.
But my elder, tell me, man, how do I recognize, that maybe before I even go there, because I may have that prompting and not even be aware, you know, that I may not even be aware. But where do these promptings come from? Where do they originate from? Are they from God, or are they from one's own inner wisdom, or maybe a combination of both?
Well, it God's children are led by the Spirit. So who are his children? Who are who are the brothers and sisters of Jesus? You know, in Matthew chapter 12, a messenger comes to Jesus while he's teaching, and they tell him, your brothers and your mother, they are waiting for you outside. They'd like to see you. Jesus turns to the disciples and says, who is my mother and my brother? And then he says, it's those who do the will of the Father. So how do you know that you are a child of God, Jesus' brother? You are doing the will of God. And when you are doing the will of God, when you are a child of God, according to Romans 8, verse 14, you are then led by the Spirit. But it is an important question, because we may feel that a prompting is from the Holy Spirit when it may be not. And Jeremiah 17, verse 9 tells us what the condition of the human heart is. It says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So a spiritual prompting would be from the Holy Spirit leading you to righteousness. The moment you find yourself being led, or the prompting leading you to any act or thought of unrighteousness, then you should question it, because then it's coming from yourself. And then further than that, you know, 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So I guess the question you asked first and then reverted to this one is where we are left in. We need to test whether it is from God, whether it's consistent with Scripture, and whether it glorifies Christ.
Now, to a person who may not even recognize or even realize there was such a thing as a spiritual, prompting. I mean, they didn't even recognize it. How do they pick it up?
Well, it is important to maybe just recognize when we are normally prompted. It's when we have to make a decision. And whenever a decision needs to be made, before we even consult with other people, we're already having different thoughts on what to decide. And those thoughts or ideas that come into our heads, those would be what promptings are. And so you have to test whether the prompting is from self, whether it's from this demon, Satan, who comes as an angel of light, or whether it is actually from God. And there are ways in the Bible that tells us whether it is from God. 1 John 4, verse 1 to 3 says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And then it says, this is how we know the Spirit of God, whether it comes from the Spirit of God, because every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Now, this needs to be unpacked, and we don't have a lot of time, but I want to also point our ears to Isaiah 8, verse 20, where the Bible says, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this, it is because there's no light in them. And Jesus comes and says in the book of John that the testimonies, the prophets, as well as the books of the law, they all testify of him. So if you're wanting to know whether the prompting that you have or the conviction you have is from God, The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will teach us everything that Jesus has taught us and more, but it will never contradict what the Bible has said, according to Isaiah 8 verse 20. So that would be a good test to know. You know, discern, and for someone like you, you just said, someone who is just learning about this, I think that is a good foundation. Mm-hmm. But discernment comes in later as well. You know, spiritual discernment mm-hmm. comes also with maturity, with spiritual maturity, where you recognize a lot quicker whether it's the spirit or whether it is a different spirit. It also comes through prayer. Lots of prayer, you know, and scriptural study. Hebrews 4:12 says that the word of God is quick and powerful. It is alive. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We cannot trust ourselves, but the Bible, the word, which is Jesus, is a discerner, will tell us whether we are on the right track or not, you know. Mm. And then, of course, feeling also has to do with it. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Mm. So how you feel when that prompting comes also can determine whether it's from God or not. Mm-hmm. Jesus says that he places the peace of God in our hearts if we ask for it. So if the prompting is bringing about anxiety, if it's bringing about depression, then it's probably not from God. If it's bringing about fear, it would not be from God. Because God has not given us such a spirit. The one he gives is power, it's love. Does it lead us to love other people, you know, and of a sound mind? So the question one needs to ask is, does the prompting align with God's word? And does it lead to love? Does it lead to holiness, humility, and obedience to God's word?
Now, can spiritual promptings come from a spirit not from God?
Oh, most definitely. You know, if you just think about Jesus himself, he's in the wilderness and he's being tempted of Satan. And the way we understand that Satan had come to Jesus is not as a foe, but as a friend. You know, seeking or making as if he's seeking the good of Jesus. You know, you're hungry. You've been out here not eating, fasting for 40 days. No, why not just for yourself? Just make some of these stones into bread, you know? That would be a prompting from a spirit, not from God. So, and I would actually go as far as saying, as a matter of foundation for the week, that I would like to call the promptings coming from the Holy Spirit as convictions or biblical convictions, and the promptings coming from Satan and self as temptations.
Okay.
And this is why we go back then to Jesus saying that he is the way. And then Paul says, you know, whenever a decision needs to be made, Paul says that when a temptation comes, Jesus is the way of escape. So every time that a temptation comes, there is another option. There's a way of escape, and Jesus says that he is that way. So definitely, my brother and listeners at home, wherever you may be, we need to test the spirits, because even we ourselves, we've been born with certain inherited tendencies. We've been born, we've lived and cultivated some of these tendencies. And it comes from a sinful nature. So this is why Jeremiah says, ourselves, the human heart is always going to seek to do wrong. It's desperately wicked. So it's desperate to do wrong. You know, and most times we have to ask am I doing this for myself, or is it going to be done for God's glory? So even things that may not seem like moral issues, you know, when temptations, even everyday life decisions have to be asked, is this going to testify of Jesus? Because if it does testify and glorify Jesus, then we can be sure it is aligned biblically. And if it's biblically aligned, it is a prompting from the Holy Spirit.
Thank you so much about that. Now, what resources or guidance can one use to help discern the source, seeing that there are different sources?
Yeah, so the Bible is the first and foremost, as as the thread of this conversation has gone. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So the Bible itself is a source. Prayer is also a source. James 1 verse 5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God." You know, other people, God can also use other people, good, influential people, godly counsel, who have godly counsel. Proverbs 11, 14 says, "Where no counsel is, the people fail or fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." And then your own character. Where does the prompting, if followed, lead to? The fruit of the Spirit. Jesus says, "You will know them by their fruits." And the fruit of the Spirit is found in Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, it's joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. So against, you know, so these are the things that there are the results that can be seen tangibly. You know, it can be seen not only by yourself, but by others also. It is the results of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, of following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We then have these attributes. And if we don't have these attributes, then we know that we are on the wrong path and we have followed the wrong voice.
Beautiful stuff. Man, my elder, I must thank you so much for coming through this Monday afternoon. A pleasure, and always a pleasure to talk to you. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow, same time and same place, to gain again these beautiful insights and, of course, learning quite a bit at your feet. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you too, and God bless you and all the listeners.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.